listening to a classic hit from Radiohead. And if you wish the song would just go on, don't worry, because we're about to hear some of the new stuff. The rock band shook up the music industry when it announced that its new album would not be released as a CD or as a download through iTunes. Instead, the band said it would offer the record, called In Rainbows, only through its own website for whatever price each customer decides to pay, even for free. NPR's Jacob Gantz downloaded the album early this morning.
It's 3:30 in the morning on Wednesday, October 10th. Yesterday, Radiohead sent out messages to everyone in the world who had pre-ordered In Rainbows, saying that the download would be available sometime in the morning, UK time. That's all the information we got, so you've got to figure that there are many, many people poised over their computers right now waiting for this thing to drop. There's an email in my inbox. It says, "Thank you for ordering In Rainbows." For the record, I gave the band £5 for my download. Seemed reasonable. I'll click that link, and we're off. One thing to note while I'm waiting for this download to hit 100%, Radiohead is sort of setting its own terms for success here. Sales are not going to be tracked in the UK, and the band will only show up on US charts if it decides it wants to report how many people bought the record from them. The files are free of digital rights management, which means you can copy them as many times as you want, you can make CDs. You have to figure that they will be all over the internet as soon as they're available. Okay, it's here. Anticipation for this record has been extremely high, and a week is a very long time in the world of the internet. There are any number of things that could go wrong with an experiment like this, but I'm betting that this will work. These are smart guys who have been interacting with fans over the internet for more than a decade. They've probably got a huge server farm humming somewhere ready to take care of all of these downloads. But still, there's no telling how many people will jam those servers. In the US alone, each of the last three Radiohead records sold over 200,000 copies in its first week. Based solely on the publicity that the band is working with here, you've got to figure at least that many people are going to be getting this thing today. And for me, that's the interesting part of this. The band has really created an event here. Remember, nobody has actually heard the music yet, but lots of people are actually paying for it. Radiohead is really in a very special position here. They've got a lot of fans who trust them to put out something worth listening to, whether those fans pay for it or not. The band is free of a record contract, and after 10 years of success in the music industry, they can certainly afford this kind of experiment. Of course, it's not without precedent. Prince gave away his last CD for free in a British newspaper, and plenty of smaller bands give away music for free on the internet. But most bands, even if they were in a position to go it alone, probably couldn't pull off something like this. But then again, most bands aren't Radiohead. Jacob Gans, NPR News.